Now, one thing that I would like to request in the conclusion, and that is that I'm wondering if there might be folks among us who need prayer, people who are not feeling well. I know that my wife Barbara, I would like us to pray for her. She's facing some real physical challenges, and her mother also was afflicted with Parkinson's disease, and so she's witnessed the process, and it's daunting. It's a daunting thing for her, and I wish that all of us could pray for her, and I believe the Lord can heal her. But whatever the Lord does, that the Lord would that His grace would be with her. But now there are others. There was a sister. I'm just looking to find. There's a sister who struggles to sleep. Or is she here with us?
Yeah, she's
still there. There you are. We'd like to pray for you, sister. The Lord is able to help. And then maybe there are others among us. Is that fine? We can have prayer. And so, would you like to indicate if anyone among us has a need? Yes, brother? And others? Okay. I wonder if we're a small enough group that we could ask all these folks to come forward, and then could we just gather around them? Is there space, do you think?
Yes, we could back this up a little.
We could. Would you just come up to the front, folks, who would like to have prayer? Let's all stand, folks, and come close if we can.
Gather around.
Pray for one another.
Pray one for another.
Amen.
Lord, I believe, Savior, raise my faith in Thee to live and move.
Amen.
I would like to ask Brother Wade to lead us in prayer. Prayer for healing.
Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning that we come to a great God. You have, in most of our cases, Lord, in a single moment, washed away all of our sins, caused us to know life and life eternal. We thank you that we come to you and know, Lord, that your throne is open and available, Lord, for our calling upon you, Lord Jesus. And I think, Lord, of the woman with the issue of blood, and Lord, how she came behind and simple act of faith touched the hem of your garment. There was a healing virtue that went from your body through the hem of the garment into her body and caused, Lord, her disease to be healed instantly, Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you today that with whatever disease, with whatever situation, with whatever physical thing that may be attacking their body, whatever may be coming against the minds of some here today, Father, we're thankful that you have provided that victory. You have given us healing, Lord Jesus. It's provided for in your stripes, the blood that was shed. And Father, this morning, as we stand here in this lodge and forming this altar, Lord, at this spot, Lord, we are trusting you, O God, for your divine power to touch each and every person. Lord God, we ask you for healing for every situation, Lord God. Father, I thank you that as we come, trusting you, Lord Jesus, that you want us to offer to you the offering of thanksgiving, to give you thanks in everything, Lord Jesus, that you've allowed in our lives, and knowing, Lord, that you're more than able to do the work. We pray, Heavenly Father, that as we, again, are here trusting and believing, Lord Jesus, that virtue that was in you will flow, and that we touch the hem of your garment. Father, we thank you again today for your great grace. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for wholeness. And Lord, we pray that you'll help us to be faithful to you in everything, Lord. To be able to extol you and give you honor and glory and praise because you are worthy. We claim, Lord Jesus, your answer in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Great Savior. Our healer. I am the Lord that healeth. Hallelujah. It's your very name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, I would also like to pray that you'll just reach out beyond, Lord, the limits of this room, Lord God, touching in different places. My father-in-law was taken to the hospital Saturday night, and he has a situation with his blood, Lord God. We just pray, Heavenly Father, that the healing virtue will flow out, Lord, into all these different places. Father, we bear and carry, Lord, these needs in our hearts. We just pray again, picturing where they are, the situation that they're in. And we just trust, Lord, your healing power would flow out to each and every need, Lord, that is represented in this room. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. When Jesus comes,
the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the earth with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears.
Dear Lord, that you are our strength, our song, and our salvation. And help us to acknowledge that each day you are our strength. You are our divine help, Lord. Help us from this day forward to take your strength, your divine help. Lord, we pray especially for those that are in need this morning, that you will come to them, that you will put a song within their hearts, that you will put joy within their hearts, to thank you and praise you, Lord, and we believe you for deliverance, because you purchased that price for us on the cross of Calvary, in the atonement, not only for our sins, but for our bodies, Lord. We, each one of us, accept that strength. Each one of us want to accept that divine help that you have for us, Lord. And especially those who are in special need, Lord. Give them new strength from this day forward. Give them new, that salvation includes our bodies and our souls, Lord. We need to do it. We thank you ahead of time for the answer. We ask it in your name. Amen.
This is surely an example, isn't it, of community standing before the Lord, looking to Him for one another, and from our glorious head flows life to each of His members. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It would be a blessing, I think, if we sang the story that Brother Wade referred to in his prayer. It's in the hymn books, number 136. 136. Maybe it's best if we just go back to our places to sing. Sure, you can stand. Let's stand as we sing.
She only touched the hem of his garment as to his side.
Oh.
church. He's gone to be with the Lord. He's Frank's grandfather. And Brother Bob's father, he used to say, it's his very name. It's his very name. He loved to pray for the sick. Loved to pray for his brothers and sisters. Sickness had come very close to home with him. He used to say, that's one of the covenant names of Jehovah. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Never forget that. There's a mighty strength in that. I am the Lord that healeth thee. A.B. Simpson, the founder of the Christian Missionary Alliance, wrote about that. One of his hymns, based on that wonderful event when that name was revealed to God's people. There is a healing branch that grows where every bitter marrow flows. This is our health-renewing tree. I am the Lord that healeth thee. There is an ordinance that has stood since Israel crossed the parted flood. It stands today for you and me. I am the Lord that healeth thee. There is an old appointed way for those who hearken and obey. Above the gate these words we see. I am the Lord that healeth thee. There is a great physician still, whose hand has all its ancient skill. At his command, our pains will flee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. How wonderful that we can walk out on the word of the living God. Hallelujah. Be quickened by his strength and life. Hallelujah. Receive the word that heals. He sends it forth. And we thank him. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Keep me true, Lord Jesus. Keep me true. Keep me true, Lord Jesus. Keep me true. Faithful to the Lord, we want to be. And so by your grace, Lord, we determine this morning to be faithful. Faithful to you. We pray that you will strengthen us all and give us much grace to live before you, our Lord and Master, faithfully, obediently. Help us to give you our all, and render glad obedience to your call, to your will, to run swiftly after you. Hallelujah. 426. 426. Hallelujah. For Christ count everything but loss. Hebrews 11 tells us that's what Moses did. So let's go forward with him, into him. Go.
There's a royal banner given for display to the soldiers of the king. As an ensign carried on today, while friends and ones we sing, marching on.
Me to the end. There's really no end, right? Well, there are many ends. We've come to the end of our camp season, but there is no end. For we will go on, we will march on following Jesus faithfully till he calls us home to be forever with him. Praise the Lord. I'd just like to leave with you a benediction that my father loved. I think this was his favorite one, and he often preached on this text too. I bind unto my soul today the strong name of the Trinity, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. Hallelujah.